Welcome to Rising Stars in the Sunshine City, the Under 30 Chronicles, an interview segment highlighting the young people making an impact in our city today. I'm Karen Carmichael. Today's guest is Aaron Bryce. Aaron is the statewide coordinator at the St. Petersburg College Institute for Strategic Policy Solutions. I first met Aaron when he enrolled with the Council of Neighborhood Associations leadership class 2 years ago and was immediately impressed by how much he loved St. Pete. Some of you may be members of his Facebook group, We Love St. Pete Parks, or maybe you're a part of his Sunday afternoon small dog community groups. He's partly the reason I have my small rescue dog, Giovanni. Here's Aaron, a rising star in our city. Aaron, thanks for joining me today in the studio. So let's just dive right in. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Sure. So thank you for having me. Glad to be here. Born and raised here in St. Pete. Grew up in the Tyrone area, west side of St. Pete. Attended St. Pete Catholic High School. Then I went to St. Pete College, where I got my graduated with my bachelor's in public policy administration. Grew up specifically in the Eagle Crest neighborhood, but a lifelong St. Pete resident who loves his home and wouldn't dream of going anywhere else.
So it's interesting that you would say that, because I raised my daughter here, and you know, she also went to St. Pete Catholic, right? So a lot of her friends, though, left. And they moved to New York and Chicago and Washington and even Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
What inspired you to get involved in St. Pete and, you know, make this really your home?
Absolutely, yeah. And I relate to that, because as all my classmates were getting ready to move somewhere else, to go somewhere else for school, I was very excited to stay here and not leave St. Pete. So I can definitely resonate with that. As far as getting involved and staying in St. Pete and finding different ways to become active in my community, I briefly got involved in my neighbor association, Eagle Crest, the Eagle Crest Civic Association, when I was 19, actually. And I had to go back to school shortly thereafter to focus on my studies, but I've always had an innate desire to be involved in the community, to serve others, and to really just advocate for the place that I love. I was able to move eventually to the Crossroads area neighborhood, where I became vice president of that neighborhood association there. And shortly thereafter, and I became president of the neighborhood association. I graduated from the Kona Leadership Program.
How we know each other.
Right, absolutely, with the best leadership chair I could have asked for. Kona Leadership in 2022. And thereafter, I graduated from Leadership St. Pete with the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce in 2023. So I'm currently the president of Crossroads, as you know, president of Kona, the Council of Leadership, Council of Neighborhood Associations. I also sit on the board of directors for the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club, and I'm a member of the Tampa Bay Watch Leadership Council. So it's all been a very organic process of getting involved in these different spaces, but again, I'm very happy to do it, and it brings me joy to be so involved in such a wonderful city.
So since you're so involved, I'm sure you see that there are some challenges in St. Pete. What's the biggest challenge for 2024 and moving forward?
Absolutely. So, you know, as we grow, I think our biggest task is going to be managing that growth. So that means with the increased population and density, means we're going to be dealing with issues related to infrastructure. It means we're going to be dealing with issues related to public safety, affordable housing, sea level rise, and flooding. And certainly the many individuals in the city who want to see the preservation of our history and the charm of the city that they have known for so long and continue to love. So I think it's going to be a balance of, you know, managing all of these different issues and finding a way to grow responsibly.
So I think I might know the answer to this question already, because we've been friends for a while.
Right.
Tell me about an accomplishment that you are the most proud of.
Well, I'm very, very proud, of course, to be president of Kona. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very proud to have gone through the Kona Leadership Program, to have gone through Leadership St. Pete. But yeah, bringing about the youngest, most diverse board in Kona history is a pretty big highlight for me. And certainly organizing the West St. Pete Community Picnic last year, which was such a wonderful success, that brought together police, fire, PSTA, small businesses, nonprofits, and the neighborhoods. I'm very proud of all the work I've been able to do in these different spaces, but very excited to continue working and finding new opportunities to elevate our neighborhoods and our community.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to say, I went to that, as you know, I went to that community picnic, right? And it was unbelievable to me how many organizations were represented there and how many people. I used to live in Northwest St. Pete like 30 years ago. So to see that whole community come together like that was something that I did not experience when I was living there. So it was just pretty fabulous, and you should be really proud of that.
Thank you so much. I think it's special when you can bring people together like that. And that particular event brought together five different neighborhood associations plus Kona. We had over 1,000 attendees come out for the event. And again, it's just a testament to your point, the growth of the West Side and all the wonderful momentum we've seen from the downtown area shift westward, and as well as other parts of the city. But having been, you know, born and raised in the West Side, it is especially warming to see all the wonderful progress and growth coming to the West Side of St. Pete as well.
So a little bit of a shameless self-promotion. Did you or did you not get an award for this from the mayor?
I did get an award. So the mayor's had his inaugural summit and award ceremony, and I was very honored to accept the Innovation Award on behalf of the Crossroads Area Neighborhood Association. We received a few other honorable mentions for some of the other work we're doing, but the Innovation Award was presented for our work on the West St. Pete Community Festival, and I'm very proud of that fact, and I'm grateful for Mayor Welch and the Neighborhood Services for putting on such a wonderful event.
So do you have a mentor? And if you do, tell us a little bit about that person.
Sure. So first and foremost would be my mom, who raised me. She was a veteran, a teacher, attorney, and she was a Veterans Preference Manager for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. She mentored many people throughout her lifetime, and I would say is probably my ultimate role model and inspiration. I'm certainly grateful to call you a mentor.
Well, thank you.
Throughout the leadership Kona Leadership Course, which was a catalyst for many of the wonderful opportunities I'm a part of now, as well as Councilman Copley Gertis, who's a good friend of mine and a mentor, my boss, Kim Jackson, the executive director for the Institute for Strategic Policy Solutions at St. Petersburg College, among others. I just firmly believe that good leaders come from those who are open to learning and growing. And so I just try to lean on the wisdom of all the mentors in my life and look for opportunities to improve and grow.
So I see you all over St. Petersburg, but there's got to be someplace else that you want to visit. And so what would be that place that you'd like to visit? Like, what's the one that's at the top of your list?
Sure. If I had to pick one or two, I would probably pick Italy or Japan. Two very different worlds, but two very different worlds I'd be interested in exploring and getting to immerse myself in the culture and the experiences that they have over there.
I don't know anything about Japan, but my grandfather had an apartment outside of Naples when I was growing up, and so I had an opportunity to spend several weeks there one summer, and it's definitely a different world. Of course, that was a long time ago, so I'm sure things have changed a lot. To wrap things up, I always like to ask people this question. Can you recommend a book, a podcast, and a movie to our listeners?
Absolutely. So first of all, I have to plug my good friend Peter Kageyama. For the Love of Cities, Revisited is a wonderful book that I think any community leader or individual who's interested in getting involved in their community should read that book. As far as a podcast, Carla Bristol's Connect with Carla B. Features some wonderful South St. Pete focused leaders who are doing amazing work in our community. And then as far as a movie, I have to go with the 2019 hit with A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks, covering the story of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, nice. Nice. I saw that movie, yeah. So thanks for joining me today, Aaron. It's always a pleasure to see you. And I look forward to continuing our relationship. I mean, you're so fabulous. I'm just so glad that I got to meet you. I'm really glad that you took the Kona Leadership class and that we've been able to become friends.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you so much for everything you do for our community. Like I said, the Kona Leadership class is where it all began for me. So I'm excited to be on this journey with you, and I appreciate your time.
We've been speaking with Aaron Bryce. Aaron is the statewide coordinator at the St. Petersburg College Institute for Strategic Policy Solutions. Join us for the next edition of the Under 30 Chronicles, Rising Stars in the Sunshine City, the young people making an impact in the city today. I'm Karen Carmichael.